The film Slumdog Millionaire was the first time many people outside India got a sense of what life is like for millions of street kids in that country. Now, a group in New Delhi is tapping into the tourism industry to try and expose more people to the harsh realities of that world. It offers a tour conducted by street kids on their own turf. NPR's Corey Flintoff went along.
Satinder Sharma is shepherding about a dozen tourists into the maze of alleyways that surrounds the New Delhi railway station.
In this book, I will tell you more about street life, how children come on the street, what they are doing.
It's an unlikely tourist destination. Noisy, smoky, smelly, crowded, and chaotic. Satinder is an unlikely tour guide. He ran away from home at the age of 11 to escape an abusive father.
My father used to beat our whole family. One day, he beat my mom very badly, and he killed her.
Satinder stowed away aboard a train and ended up alone and penniless at a railway station in New Delhi.
Platform number 7. Where are you?
Children in India's railway stations face predators of all kinds, but Satinder learned that kids can live by their wits. Boys can make money by begging, picking pockets, or scavenging empty bottles to sell. Satinder leads the tour into a small square. It's like a scene from Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist, where boys are selling empty whiskey bottles to a trash dealer. A ragged man is breaking an old sofa into firewood.
They're doing this kind of job, a boy earning more than 200 rupees every day.
200 rupees is about $4.50, a lot of money in a country where about 80% of the population lives on less than $2 a day. But there's a catch. Street children have no place to keep the money they earn where it won't be stolen by adults, by bigger kids, and sometimes by corrupt police. They have to spend it or lose it every day. Food isn't a problem. The kids can get free food at a nearby Sikh temple that feeds the homeless, or they can steal it from the railway kitchens.
There are two main, drugs and entertainment.
The entertainment of choice is movies, where kids can also sleep and avoid the police. They also spend a lot on video games in hole-in-the-wall arcades. The drugs of choice are glue and typewriter correction fluid. Satinder explains that kids who do inhalants are usually dead before they reach their late teens. The fate of girls on the streets is even grimmer than that of boys. Almost all are scooped up by brokers who sell them into prostitution. Satinder was found by a social worker from a group called the Salaam Balak Trust. Salaam Balak means, hello, street kid. The group has contact points around the city, like this one, next to the New Delhi train station. It's a mini shelter where the kids can come in for a meal and a place to sleep. A half dozen grimy boys huddle over a game board. Satinder says that for many of these kids, life on the street is better than what they left behind, and it offers them a kind of freedom that's hard to give up. The counselors here don't try to get the kids to come in off the street until they're ready, says P.N. Mishra, a member of Salaam Balak's executive board. Some of them opt to go home.
And then we are trying to restore them back to their family. Every year we restore 600 to 700 children in different parts of India.
One boy who's waiting to go home has come all the way from Nepal. He's 13-year-old Saras Karl, who says he ran away to escape a bad situation at his father's house.
I ran away from my house because I have one stepmother who don't like me. I also don't like her, so I ran away from my house. I want to go with my own mother, who is a little far from my house.
Counselors say they're trying to find an address for the boy's mother so they can send him to her. Kids who can't or won't go home can move into one of Salaam Balak's shelters. Satinder leads his tour upstairs to the community center where he spent 6 months before he trusted the counselors enough to tell them where he came from. Today is TV day, and about 24 boys huddle like puppies under blankets while they watch cartoons. Mishra says the kids can get some schooling here and medical attention as well. When they're ready for the next step, they can go to one of Salam Balik's 5 homes, 2 for girls and 3 for boys. The tour ends here. Very few tourists who take the walk seem to find it a depressing experience. Most, like American Catherine Farnsworth, say they were heartened by the kids' resilience and spirit.
There's no shame involved or anything. They just are telling their stories and living their lives.
Mishra says the idea for the tour came from a British volunteer who worked at the shelter 2 years ago. The volunteer conceived of the tours as a way for the older kids to improve their English and gain confidence in dealing with people. But Mishra says it has helped sensitize visitors, foreign and Indian alike, to the problems of street children.
So this is a very important program, and this program is running through with the help of our older kids.
He says street kids who've taken part in the trust's programs have gone on to a variety of jobs, ranging from highway toll collectors to engineers, and they include a Bollywood movie actor and an internationally known photographer. You might meet them anywhere, he says. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.